Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Kevin Yumi. I'm actually a co-founder of Metaphysic, together with my brother and Tom Graham.
Kevin, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Well, I started 2 years ago together with my brother. My brother was actually doing his first synthetic media piece of Game of Thrones, where he made a video where Jon Snow apologized for season 8, and that blew up. So at that time, I was still, I'm a very technical person, so I was doing development still. And Chris was starting to get clients for this. He believed in the technology. He invested all his money into new GPUs. And he asked me to talk with customers, to do the pricing, to do project management, because he likes to concentrate on his artistic capabilities. He likes to create. He likes to do all of that. And he doesn't like to talk with customers. He doesn't like to do the administration. So he needed someone to be able to talk to the customers. So that's how I started with it. I've been his manager for the last 2 years. And then he got an offer for South Park. So we both went to LA to get a contract signed. And COVID happened. We stayed a year in Belgium. Well, he did. And then, Deep Dumb Cruise happened. And since that moment, everything changed. We met Tom. We decided to start a company. And here we are now, a few months later. We just finished our first seed investment round. And we are ready to tackle this industry.
Kevin, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
I think the biggest successes is undoubtedly for me is Deep Dumb Cruise. Because Deep Dumb Cruise was the first really hyper-real deepfake where it captures everyone's imagination. It was mesmerizing. People didn't know, is it the real Tom Cruise? Is it not the real one? If it's not the real one, do we like this? And most of them, yes, they really liked it. And it opened a lot of doors to talk about this, to raise awareness for synthetic media. And people thought this technology was like years away, and suddenly it was there. We had a lot of phone calls after it happened with governments, with newspapers, with people from the industry asking us basically how the hell did we make that. So I think it's one of the biggest successes in synthetic media for me. And right after that, you saw the biggest challenges coming up. There's a lot of problems in the past, but also at the moment with deepfake porn, with misinformation. And misinformation is a real big issue. I mean, if you can create a hyper-real version of anyone that you want and have them do anything or say anything that you want, that's kind of frightening. So the biggest challenge with synthetic media is going to be the authentication, to know that it's a synthetic piece, while also when regarding to the deepfake porn, it's very, very, very important that everyone's has their consent. When you create a commercial with Leonardo DiCaprio in a synthetic piece, you need to have his consent. I think that's one of the biggest challenges right now is to have all of that in some sort of licensing forum in a way that that it's controllable, that someone can give their explicit consent for everything that is being made out there commercially. I'm not talking about satire and parody, because that's another thing, but commercial stuff, for sure, one of the biggest challenges right now in synthetic media.
Kevin, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
Synthetic media opens a new world in terms of creativity, in terms of possibilities. There's a real famous Disney quote that says, we are doing the impossible. And actually, that's true for synthetic media. It's kind of fun to do the impossible. So I feel like that's what we are doing with synthetic media. We can bring people back who passed away. We can make people younger. Someone from LA who cannot travel, we can put them on a set in Croatia. There's so much possibilities. I think big. That's the best advice I can give, I think, because a lot of times when something is very new, like this technology, it's not the immediate use cases that get the most attention. It's the ones that are crazy, that the ones that are nobody ever thought of before. And I think that's going to happen like in the next years with synthetic media, especially with all the talk about the metaverse and all of these online worlds. I think there's going to be so much creative stuff, and I can't wait to see it all.
And Kevin, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
I think learning more about synthetic media, I think the best place for that is Synthetic Futures. It's a big community of a lot of people in the industry, a lot of people that are being a fan of synthetic media, a lot of people with knowledge, lawyers, companies, individual creators, deepfake artists, VFX artists. Everyone is coming together. And I think it's a great, great place to learn more about synthetic media and ask questions. There's lots more avenues. There is like for the software that's being used, a lot of GitHub repositories. For me, the best place to learn is Synthetic Futures, which just started and is only getting bigger. The first seminar, it's available on YouTube. To learn more about our work, you can look at our website, metaphysic.ai. We post a lot of content on our YouTube channel and on our Instagram. So that's where you can see most of it. There's a lot of projects that are still under construction, but I think the first months of 2022, there's going to be a lot released.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.